The Gates Foundation said Tuesday it will pledge $1.6 billion over the next 5 years to Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance, a global public-private partnership that promotes childhood vaccination in the world's poorest countries. In the foundation's statement, Gates warned that recent cuts to Gavi's funding place global public health at risk. He wrote, "For the first time in decades, the number of kids dying around the world will likely go up this year instead of down because of massive cuts to foreign aid. That is a tragedy. Fully funding Gavi is the single most powerful step we can take to stop it." However, Seamus Bruner, author of Controligarchs, Exposing the Billionaire Class, Their Secret Deals, and the Globalist Plot to Dominate Your Life, said the Gates Foundation's latest funding commitment has less to do with protecting global public health and more to do with increasing Gates' global influence. The Gates Foundation's $1.6 billion pledge, timed in response to the Trump administration's cuts to the WHO, World Health Organization, and Gavi, looks less like charity and more like a much-needed cash infusion to prop up this public-private provax hybrid where controligarchs like Gates have more influence over how, when, and to whom so-called vaccines are deployed, Bruner said. The foundation's commitment comes amid an ongoing fundraising push by Gavi, capped off by today's global summit, Health and Prosperity Through Immunization fundraising event in Brussels, Belgium. The Gates Foundation and the European Union, EU, hosted the event. Gavi seeks to raise $9 billion in pledges as part of an ambitious strategy to protect 500 million children and save at least 8 million lives from 2026 to 2030. The funding will be used to protect against the threat of pandemics and climate change and other global challenges. Pledges also will contribute to Gavi's Day Zero financing facility for pandemics to support a rapid vaccine response during major public health emergencies and investments in emergency vaccine stockpiles. Gates attends summit, RFK Jr. delivers video address. Bill Gates attended the summit, along with global leaders, many of whom are expected to announce new commitments to Gavi's mission, according to a Gates Foundation press release. U.S. Secretary of Health and Human Services, HHS, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. addressed the summit in what Politico described as an inflammatory video, telling participants that the U.S. is withdrawing its financial support for Gavi. Kennedy said, "I call on Gavi today to re-earn the public trust and to justify the $8 billion that America has provided in funding since 2001. And I'll tell you how to start taking vaccine safety seriously. Consider the best science available, even when the science contradicts established paradigms. Until that happens, the United States won't contribute more to Gavi." He said, in its zeal to promote universal vaccination, Gavi has neglected the key issue of vaccine safety, treating vaccine safety allegations as a public relations problem. Kennedy also challenged Gavi's questionable recommendations encouraging pregnant women to receive COVID-19 vaccines and expressed concern regarding Gavi's promotion of the DTP or DTPW, diphtheria tetanus whole cell pertussis is vaccine. "When the science was inconvenient, Gavi ignored the science," Kennedy said. In a statement responding to Kennedy's remarks, Gavi said scientific evidence supports the use of the DTPW shot. Gates poised to be largest donor to Gavi after US-UK pullback. The Financial Times reported Tuesday that the Trump administration's proposed budget for next year makes no provision for Gavi. Reuters previously reported the Trump administration's plans to cut funding to Gavi, which averaged about $300 million annually. According to NPR, the US has provided 13% of Gavi's funding since its inception. In 2022, the Biden administration pledged $2.53 billion to Gavi through 2030. A White House report released in December 2024 showed that the U.S. government had contributed or committed $11.5 billion to Gavi. U.S. funding to Gavi was primarily provided through the U.S. Agency for International Development, USAID, which was dismantled earlier this year by the Trump administration, the Center for Infectious Disease Research and Policy, CIDRAP, reported. The UK government announced a 40% cut in funding to its international aid budget, which included funding for Gavi. Canada pledged $675 million Canadian, $491.5 million, to Gavi, while the European Commission pledged €260 million, $301.7 million, for 2026 to 2027. According to Euronews, the EU has provided €3.2 billion, $3.71 billion, in funding to Gavi since 2003. According to SIDRAP, the Gates Foundation is the largest private donor to Gavi, contributing $7.7 billion to the group over the last 25 years. The foundation funded Gavi's launch in 1999 and holds a permanent seat on Gavi's board. Last month, the Gates Foundation announced it would have double spending until 2045, amounting to a total of $200 billion, to accelerate progress on saving and improving lives. It's unclear if Gavi can overcome shortfalls following the US and UK funding cuts, according to the Financial Times. If US and UK funding falls below $1.6 billion, then the Gates Foundation would be Gavi's largest donor, the Financial Times reported. Gates told the Financial Times it would be a strange world where a single individual is a bigger giver to the WHO and Gavi than every other country in the world. Gavi's warnings called emotional appeal to distract from legitimate questions. Gavi officials estimate the US and UK funding cuts could result in 37.9 million fewer children being vaccinated, according to SIDRAP. Gavi CEO Sania Nishtar said the loss of US funding may result in approximately 1.2 million additional deaths over the next 5 years, as reported in Reuters. Bruner said such claims are an emotional appeal wielded as a rhetorical weapon against legitimate questions about vaccine safety, accountability, and parental consent. Just as Secretary Kennedy is demanding placebo-controlled trials and independent review panels at home, the public must demand to know why Gavi, with billions in public and private support, is shielded from similar scrutiny abroad, Bruner said. Dr. Merrill Nass suggested USAID funding was used less for protecting global health and more for increasing the global influence of organizations like Gavi and figures like Gates. The DOGE, Department of Government Efficiency, investigation of USAID revealed how non-governmental organizations are massively funded and then kick back to politicians and pay for what most of us would consider unsavory activities, Nass said. Gavi works in a way similar to USAID, collecting public funds in massive amounts, laundering them to favored pharmaceutical companies and entities like CEPI, Coalition for Epidemic Preparedness Innovations, and the WHO to achieve global influence, Nass said.